This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines for this hour, MUT commemorates World Candlelight Memorial Day and two SANDF members arrested in connection with 2023 murder of Hawks officer. The time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Dumiso Mtshelezi. Although the focus on HIV/AIDS is no longer as it used to be, there is still a significant need to know about the disease and take the proper precautions to deal with it. This belief guides the University Health Services, hence it focuses on empowering the students with the right knowledge about the problem. Under the guidance of the University Health Services staff, MUT peer educators have commemorated the Candlelight Memorial. The Candlelight Memorial is a global event that was started in 1983 by people living with HIV to remember many lives that were lost to AIDS. It is an opportunity to honor those who dedicated their lives to helping people living with and affected by HIV. Candlelight Memorial serves as a global platform for solidarity and a reminder of the ongoing need to combat HIV and AIDS. This year it was commemorated under the theme "We Remember, We Rise, We Lead." This theme emphasizes the importance of remembering those lost to AIDS and those that are rising to meet challenges and those that are leading the way towards a future free from HIV and AIDS. In other news, two South African National Defence Force members have been arrested in connection with the murder of Hawks senior officer Lieutenant Colonel Frans Matipa. Matipa was attached to the Directorate's Crimes Against the State Unit. The duo, aged 36 and 56, was named during a joint operation at OR Tambo International Airport on Sunday. The suspects linked to the murder of Matipa were taken into custody on Sunday. Authorities also seized a vehicle linked to the 36-year-old suspect, which is believed to have been used in the kidnapping of two foreign nationals at a Midrand mall in December 2022. Lieutenant Colonel Matipa was shot and killed in August 2023 while driving on the N1 near Hammerskraal. Following the shooting, his vehicle veered off the road and crashed into a ditch. The suspects are expected to appear before the Randburg Magistrate Court on Monday on charges of murder and kidnapping. And finally, gospel star Ayanda Ntanzi's one-man show is expected to bring in international guests from around the world. His marketing team revealed this week that plans are underway for the massive concert taking place on 12 July at Moses Mabhida Stadium. Sunny Mbambo told media that they are working hard to the concert, the most memorable one in gospel music history. The show is described as a gospel praise and worship experience and will be a full-length performance. She says the Second Coming is a premier gospel concert aimed at uniting communities through music and faith. The event is expected to attract over 30,000 attendees from across the South Africa and beyond. Mbambo says Ntanzi, one of South Africa's leading gospel artists, will deliver a spiritual uplifting experience through a live performance that celebrates faith, resilience and community. Moses Mabhida Stadium is known for its massive size that always gives political parties a challenge every election season as they fight to fill it up. Maskandi artist Kuzani Pungo says the only musician so far to fill up Moses Mabhida Stadium. The concert promises to be a historic moment for South African gospel music if Ntanzi managed to pack the 70,000 capacity venue. Now to recap on the leading stories for this hour, MUT commemorates World Candlelight Memorial Day and two SANDF members arrested in connection with 2023 murder of Hawks officer. Your next news bulletin is at 4 p.m. I am Dumiso Mtshelezi, MUT Radio, shaping on the future.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.